Sugar industry is not coming back, as Valley loses 500 jobs and $100 million a year in revenue. Texas Board Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Brownsville, Texas, Texas Farm Bureau State Director for District 13 Brian Jones said prolonged water shortages are changing agriculture in the Rio Grande Valley, affecting crop production, jobs, and long-term economic activity. Speaking at the RGV Connect Water Forum on April 15, 2026, at Texas Southmost College, Jones said agriculture continues to bear the effects of declining water availability across South Texas. Jones pointed to the closure of the Rio Grande Valley Sugar Mill in February 2024 as one of the clearest examples of water-related economic losses. The sugar mill and the sugar industry are not coming back, Jones said. He described the closure as a permanent loss of 500 jobs and a $100 million annual industry. Jones said permanent crops such as citrus and sugarcane have been among the most vulnerable during prolonged drought conditions. He said citrus acreage and production have declined in recent years, while some farmland has shifted to crops that require less water. According to Jones, citrus production dropped from approximately 11 million cartons in 2020 to 5.6 million cartons in 2025. Acreage also declined during the same period, falling from about 27,000 acres to 18,600 acres. Jones said some citrus production has moved to irrigation districts with stronger water availability, while development pressures have also reduced acreage in some areas. He said vegetable producers are adjusting planting strategies in response to water uncertainty. More growers have shifted toward onions because they require less frequent irrigation than shorter season crops such as broccoli, cauliflower, and celery. Jones said those changes also create market risks. As more acreage shifts to the onions, the market becomes depressed, Jones said, noting that lower market prices have reduced profitability for some growers. Jones cited a study by the Center for North American Studies led by Dr. Luis Rivera, which estimated direct annual economic losses from reduced water availability at $495 million, with total annual losses reaching $990 million when indirect effects are included. He said the study also projected approximately 8,400 lost jobs across South Texas tied to water shortages. Jones said agriculture in the valley is not disappearing but adapting to changing conditions. Farmers are shifting toward lower water crops, including cotton, grain sorghum, and soybeans, which can be adjusted more quickly based on available water supplies. The longer the region goes without reliable water, these much-needed crops, the more challenging it will be for us as farmers to re-establish and regain market share and market access, Jones said. Jones also discussed water infrastructure and funding opportunities, saying recent investments by the Texas Water Development Board, NAD Bank, and other agencies could help improve efficiency and conservation. He said irrigation systems in the valley, many more than 100 years old, still rely heavily on open canals and aging infrastructure. A lot of water savings can be done just by putting stuff in underground pipelines rather than open ditches, Jones said. Jones said maintaining focus on long-term water planning will be critical, even if reservoir levels improve during future storm cycles. One of the challenges we've seen is that a storm comes in, fills the reservoirs, and suddenly South Texas is no longer a priority, Jones said. We need to maintain the same momentum we have right now, continuing on this path of collaboration, working together, and pulling in the same direction. See related stories. RGV partnership convenes leaders as Rio Grande Valley confronts water crisis. Fuentes says plant could supply Edinburg water needs and might have saved sugar mill at Water Forum. Brian Martinez says water planning critical as unprecedented growth reaches Brownsville. Brownsville Pub CEO says diversification key to water future.